Hello, welcome to Youthbox. It's Wednesday the 12th of March. Happy Budget Day.
Happy Budgie Day.
Happy Budgie Day to you.
Have you fed your budgie today?
I have got a budgie.
Oh, neither have I.
Not really Happy Budgie Day then.
If anybody out there has got a budgie,
feed it.
Feed it, give it some trill.
Have a little chat with it. Give it admire its beautiful plumage.
A bit of an apple, let it fly around. Make sure the cat shut out the room if you're going to do such a thing. Or perhaps you don't have a budgie and a cat.
It's not a great combination.
It's not, but people do.
What's the news?
Well, because it's the budget day, mm-hmm. I popped along to the House of Commons earlier on.
Nice.
It's pretty busy.
Where you've gone.
Yeah, I just popped ass. Told you I was going for a poo. Basically, they'd said, you can come, but we don't have space for you and your friend. And it was very busy down there, but I did manage to get a quick interview with the Shadow Chancellor, George Osborne.
Ooh.
Very annoying man.
Is he?
Yeah, he looks... you know, like he's going to tell the truth and not evade questions. But
that's not the case, is it? So did you record him on your phone or anything?
I did a quick recording with him on my phone. I'm not sure how it's come out.
Well,
we didn't get on very well.
Mm. Doesn't surprise me, not the mood you're in at the moment.
Better mood than yesterday.
Mm. I think you're less sad today, but you're a bit more angry.
But you're more angry than you were yesterday.
That's your angriness has raged me. Let's have a listen to Osborne. What's he got to say for himself?
Okay.
Is he the old? Is he Jack's older brother?
I think he's the middle one.
Okay, the one that's not on the telly.
Yeah. So, I just switched the mobile phone on, put it next to the microphone. See if it's... Hello, are you George Osborne? Where have you been?
I've just come out of the chamber of the House of Commons where Alistair Darling delivered his budget, and we...
And, was that good?
You start to look at the small print, it's clear that this is a bad news budget that kicks Britain's families when they're down.
Right, where does it kick them?
For a start, the public finances are in a mess. He had to increase the amount he says the government's going to borrow by
how much is that?
£20 billion.
Bloody hell, that's a lot of money, isn't it?
In fact, £7 billion alone next year. He had to downgrade economic growth, so Britain's not going to grow.
Britain can't grow, can it? It's just an island.
Well, as fast as he predicted. And then he put up taxes on families. Big increases on taxes on alcohol, not just to tackle binge...
What's your favourite drink?
Binge drinking, but actually across the board for families. Big increases in taxes on...
I said, what's your favourite drink?
Cars. In fact, your family in Britain, your average family, is £110 worth...
Answer the question. What is your favourite drink?
A soft, by the end of the period covered by this budget. So at the very moment when families are feeling this...
There's nothing to be ashamed of. Just answer the question, bloody politicians.
Squeeze with that. Cost of living is going up. Alistair Darling has come along and added to the cost of living.
Answer the question.
And that's something he never told you when he was on his feet in the House of Commons.
I think you're being a slippery snake.
Will be hearing that from the Conservatives. We'll be hearing a lot more from the Conservatives in the coming days.
Will we now? What about our
news budget?
What about your drinking habits? He's gone.
I've just come.
I mean, boss, he likes a sterner woman.
I'm out of the chamber of the House of Commons.
Sort of Mrs. McCluskey style.
I didn't like him very much. He's quite boring. Couldn't really understand what he's talking about.
Well, I think I've grown a slight affection for Alistair Darling today because he's made a paper mache. As depicted on the cover of the paper.
It looks very much like those heads I had on the balcony for 5 years.
Yeah, it's put me in the mood for making a new one, to be honest. There's another bit of model making in the news
today. Did I tell you they got woodworm?
Yes, I see. I saw the woodworm. I was the woodworm. A man has made an hair clean out of bits of old rubbish. It's not quite life size, but it's big. It's a big aeroplane. Don't know why he's done that. It took him 8 years.
It's not like replica. He couldn't fly it, could he?
He's not going to go nowhere. Mainly paper mache, also. But you know, it's kept him off the streets. So it's recycled a few things. So Jamie Lee Grace will be very impressed.
Jamie Lee Grace is so dull, isn't she? She gets worse and worse.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because if you take Smirconatia, you might get better.
I don't think
I can't believe we're having a discussion about the Steve Wright posse. It's quite weird, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. I think it is. It's not Steve Wright the serial killer.
Oh, right, yeah. I was going to say that would have been weird. I don't really know his posse particularly.
Maybe prostitutes.
There's a picture here of Cornwall, and the Metro said it could be a scene from disaster film The Day After Tomorrow. But in fact, it was the day before yesterday in Cornwall. It doesn't look that. It's just a big wave crashing against the cliffs.
Happens, doesn't it?
It doesn't look like the end of the world.
I haven't seen The Day After Tomorrow, so I can't comment, but I thought it was mainly snow.
It's the sort of film I quite like, actually. I like anything that's the end of the world.
I think you like Cloverfield.
What is that?
It's one where New York gets destroyed.
Has it got that man in it?
It's got no one famous in it at all.
Who's the man from Doctor Who that I hate?
Captain Jack Harkness.
Yeah.
John Barrowman. You hate him? No, he's not in it.
Good, because I feel like there's lots of things with him in at the moment that I just don't want to watch.
Well, I think he's doing the new Oliver.
Oh,
I think, and he's doing the rubbish one from that thing, Torchwood.
Yeah, that's Torchwood Cloverfield. I know they're not the same, but they kind of are the same.
Yeah, I can see.
Can you see?
One's a wood, one's a field, one's a torch, one's a clover. Yeah, and I can see where you got that from.
Yeah.
It's a film, it's Cloverfield.
And what's that other one with Thingy from S Club 7 in it?
Prehistoric thing, Jurassic
Park. I don't want to watch that either.
That one.
Basically.
I can't remember what that one's called.
Preeclampsia?
Something like that. Airfares are going up again, because BAA are now allowed to charge even more to have people have planes land. Part of the cost will get passed onto passengers. So, lucky you booked those flights when you did. Now, I've been thinking about this. I do not understand. How is it cheaper to go on a plane than on a train? I know.
Well, the fuel must be so much more, mustn't it?
The fuel must be. And you go. Sometimes, you know, you get on a plane and you go, there's hardly anyone on this. And they pay to land, they pay to take off, pay for tax, they pay for the fuel, they're paying for the staff. They must have lost money doing this. I know on some flights they must make money. Mm-hmm. But how come a train?
I've never been on a very quiet plane.
Oh, I have a few times, yeah.
Where to?
When I went to Belfast, it's quite quiet. I've been to Norway and it's been quite quiet. Mm-hmm. I've been, when I went to America years ago, it was pretty quiet on the plane.
Mm.
You know, certainly not full. About half or less than that, probably. I don't know. I don't understand. Do trains have to pay to go to the station? Do they pay the station? How does that work? Or is the station all owned by the same company? And the track already exists. So, but do they have to pay to go on the track? Because I suppose there's different companies now, because National Express have got. But I can't understand how it costs more. So maybe they just make it. I was thinking about it and I don't understand.
I just booked flights to Barcelona and back 1p each way. But that's what the flight company would get from me, 2p. And the rest goes to Mr. Alistair Darling.
But you're paying them to, like, you know, check you in.
I'm not, no.
Did you get out of that?
Yeah, I do that myself.
They've
not got anything out of me, apart from £1 from your debit card.
Bizarre,
well, that will cost them at least 40p.
So how do they make the money? Is it people having too much baggage and stuff? But that seems a really shameful way of making money. Or just a risky way of making money.
I don't know.
Here's a man who's made some money. Roland Colavery. He's another fella who's put on a little bet. Little tipple on an accumulator, only £5. He's made £50,000. So I like it when that happens. It's nice.
What had he been betting on?
It was on 14 football teams, an accumulator on 14 football teams. And obviously all the results were good for him.
Excellent.
Who'd have thought? He must have bet on Barnsley beating Chelsea. Who saw that coming? On the one that beat Manchester then? There's a policeman who has, it appears, committed suicide on Snowdonia, which is quite a dramatic place to do it.
Yeah.
It's quite a sad story, quite interesting. He's a copper's copper, apparently. What this story has mostly done is brought back into common parlance the word copper, which you never call them coppers anymore, do you? Pigs, usually.
Pigs. Fuck the pigs.
But yeah, apparently there's a quote saying he'd be a copper's copper. More interesting, Max Clifford said last week a man approached him saying, "I've got a damning story," and this is the quote here, which would bring down a top copper. So it's some sort of dastardly gangster from perhaps the 1940s or 30s. Top copper, copper. Or it could have been Russell Brand. But I think it's, by the sounds of it, he's been having some sort of affair. Possibly with a prostitute. I don't know, I've embellished that, made it up. But there was more to it. Yes, a strange way to throw yourself off a mountain. It's quite a statement. Like
somebody who finds him up there can have a nice barbecue, can't they?
Oh, that's
true. Everybody likes a nice bit of spit-roasted pig. There's a man, he is 58 years old, and he's called Alan Cook. And he's got a little garden shed on his garden. Nothing fancy, you would think. But he's added some stuff to it. He's put on a satellite dish, and inside he's painted it white, put up some photo frames, a clock, a TV, video, fridge full of beers, CDs, a reclining armchair.
He's made it into a little living room.
Yeah.
Has he not got one in his house?
I think he probably doesn't like his wife very much.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
It is a bit sad. Yeah.
It doesn't look very warm in there either. It's just your standard shed, and I can't see any central heating.
No.
What's he done with all his tools?
Probably in the front
room. Where's his lawnmower?
Probably in the front room, driving his wife potty. He's got a game console, fridge, satellite, TV, broadband, and a phone.
It's quite antisocial, isn't it? Because there's not room for another person in there. No. So he couldn't say to his mates, "Come around, let's play on the games console in the shed."
Be nowhere. It's like,
sorry, you can't come into my shed. Go away. Go and talk to the wife. Mow the lawn.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the wife's bonking the friend.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And she's saying, "Don't." And he's going, "But." She's going, "Don't worry, he'd be out there for hours." Because
yeah.
You can see the bloody light flashing through from here. Yeah. And also, now he's going to get broken into.
Yeah, everyone's going to know what's in his shed. There's a picture of it. We've got his address.
Well, no. But if you go on Google Earth...
Well, you could just look him up. What's his name?
Alan Cook.
Look him up. Market Harborough, Lancashire.
Yeah, you could go... Leicestershire. If you go on Google Earth, find somebody with a shed with a Singing Me Bob sticking out of it, a satellite dish, and
that's it. Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, just drop a bomb.
they found the remains of a turtle, a really old one. It's like totally old.
How old?
150 million years old. Quite old, isn't it?
You sure it's a turtle and not a dinosaur?
That's what they say. It was in Patagonia. That's the news.
Because
turtle power.
Humans have only been around for 2,000 years, so turtles. Well, 2,008 years. So turtles, I didn't think they could be that old. Are you sure it's not a dinosaur?
It's a turtle. It resembles a tortoise, which a turtle does.
It doesn't make any sense, to be honest, but...
At that time, turtles were quite good at living on land. Essentially, it's a tortoise that could swim, I think.
So it's a fish?
No.
I don't know what... I don't understand what you're talking about.
You just weren't listening. There's a man... all our stories, I think, one day we should just do a story that starts, there's a man... called, and then we do the story. There's a man called Paul Whittaker. Watch out for him. Mm-hmm. He's after your nicks. He's a lingerie lover, and he likes knickers especially. Not so interested in bras. He goes around to, like, nicking them off people's washing lines and things like that at the laundry. And he's got 1,000 pairs apparently. Which he was, you know, he's a collector, so he had them all.
And he goes for the clean knickknacks.
I think so, yes. I think he's basically getting off people's line of the washing line.
So not many people have a washing line these days, so they
well,
don't
not
see
in
them.
London because everywhere's it just
filthy.
Makes, yeah, it just makes everything dirtier. But perhaps in, you know, perhaps in Market Harbour, they do.
Have you ever nicked anything off a washing line?
No, I never have, actually. I sometimes, I do see, occasionally, London, you see some, like, there's a block of flats on the road, High Road, Leighton High Road, I think it is. And it's a ground level, and there's kind of just people's jeans and stuff, and you can think, anyone could have them. I mean, they don't look very nice, I think, but nobody seems to bother. It's quite reassuring, really. There's a dad. There's a man. There's a man, he's going to die, and sadly, because he's got a brain tumour or something, sadly his wife's pregnant and he might never see the baby, because he might die before the baby comes. So his colleagues have had a whip round, and they paid for a scan of the baby, so he could see the baby, just in case.
A 3D scan, not
3D
a,
scan,
not,
a not just a normal, but a good 3D scan. Fortunately, it just looks like nothing. Can you pick out the baby in there? It's like a baby magic eye. It's just a load of pink stuff.
I picked it out.
Where is it? Where's its face?
There's its mouth. There's its nose. There's its eyes. There's
oh, it's a monster.
That's its head.
Its mouth's there and its nose is there. Ooh, he'd be better off not seeing that. He'd be better off not knowing, wouldn't he?
You're being deliberately obtuse.
I'm not. I genuinely can't see the baby. Britney Spears has been given an allowance. A judge has frozen her bank accounts, apparently, while she was in the psychiatrist hospital. So now they said, right, you can have some money now, but we'll just give you pocket money, just pin money.
Yeah.
For Britney.
How much?
Just. They use the word just in the headline here. £750 a week, i.e. a disposable income of £3,000 a month. Which is not much for her, but for an average person, that's a lot of disposable income.
Do you think that's pounds or dollars?
It uses pound sign here.
But it's very unlikely that they would have given her
it probably
British sterling.
No, but it's probably $1,200 or something.
I'd like to know. I don't know if... I just think they're very, very lazy. And they probably just changed the pound sign for a dollar
it's
sign.
It's quite hard. Well, the dollar sign's only next to the pound sign on my computer. Anyway, what I'm saying is, it's quite a lot of disposable income. She ain't got to pay for the kids or anything.
She has. And
well,
she's
not,
got
in
to...
not out of that, though, because she's not allowed to see it. She's got to buy him a treat or anything.
She's got to pay Kevin Federline's court fees so that he can...
But not out of her allowance.
It is out of her
This no, is my favourite story
it says
of
here
the day.
Is.
I'm going to make him look on the right page. I'll still have a shed mail. This is my favourite story of the day. There's a woman this time. She predicts the future, and she does that through the medium of asparagus.
Right.
She says foreign asparagus doesn't work, has to be British. So mainly in asparagus season. She picks a selection of tips, tosses them in the air, sees how they land, and then goes, that looks like a bit like a ship.
A face.
A ship, you're going to go on a cruise. Right. That's a bit like a face, you'll meet someone.
Right.
That looks like some asparagus. Maybe you'll have some asparagus. That looks a bit like you'll have
asparagus dipped
smelly
in an
wee
egg
tomorrow. All that, yeah.
Does asparagus give you smelly wee?
Yes. Well, yeah, apparently.
But you've never...
I've never noticed it, but I've never eaten it in great quantities, I don't know.
Oh, you're always eating it.
I don't know how much... I'm not very sensitive to these things, if you know me.
You're sensitive to my arse.
That sounded very unpleasant.
Ken Livingstone.
I know who he is.
He says, the problem is...
There's a problem?
With the public today, is that kids aren't growing up with a sense of right and a sense of wrong.
This is a very good point. Do you remember when Ken Livingstone did that song with Blur?
No.
Oh, it's on the album The Great Escape.
What did he do?
It's Arnold Tame. Old Arnold Tame. He didn't do that bit. He just does some boring voice on it. He basically does the voice. It's the only Blur album I've not got on CD.
You know that means he will die.
Why?
Because there's the curse of the Blur song.
Right, which involves one person who's not even dead.
Yes, he died of a heart attack. God.
He didn't.
He did die of a heart attack.
It was a car crash.
It's a heart attack.
Who?
Phil Daniels.
Yeah.
He died of a heart attack.
Didn't.
Yes, he did. You meant to be a news hound. It wasn't a car crash with Shirley. It was a heart attack. Plonker.
I've got a story that'll rend your heartstrings.
Will it?
Yeah. A baby monkey.
Oh.
That's it. it's been snatched from his cage. Oh. It's only 10 centimetres. He's a titi monkey. He lives in Buenos Aires. And some people, two thieves broke in, broke the padlock, cut through the cage and took the little monkey away from his friends and his family. Oh, that sounds familiar to you.
That is quite sad. But it'd be worse if it was size. Be worse if it was a baby orangutan.
Orangutangy. Yeah, because they're cute with their little, but he wouldn't be 10 centimetres.
Just looking at a baby orangutan makes me cry. It could even be a happy one.
Oh yeah, a happy one's just as cute.
Just as sad.
I think it's because you know they're going to grow up a bit ugly with those big puffy cheeks.
Oh. Did you know that Beyonce had fallen out with Aretha Franklin?
Do you know, I didn't know that. What have they fallen out over?
Well,
I didn't
apparently
know met.
It apparently happened a while ago, and Beyonce is refusing
is it a feud?
To make up with her, saying it's way beyond me, it's not happening. Apparently she upset her at the Grammys.
Oh, well, there you go.
But I think Beyonce should sort it out.
Did she say she was a bit fat?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Beyonce should respect her elders and betters.
Yes.
In Jamaica, you know where they like to smoke the reefer in Jamaica? Soon it's going to be legal, so that's nice, isn't it? I kind of thought it already was. This is amazing. This might be better than the asparagus, actually. Do you see this story?
No.
If it wasn't the 12th of March, I might think it was the 1st of April. It's brilliant. You know Lush, they handmade food, not food, handmade bath products.
Yeah,
and so
made
on.
Out of food, it's not very good.
It smells a bit strong, but it's, you know, it's not. They've made a special bath bomb, you know, you throw them in the bath and they fizz and they put petals and shit in the bath. Perhaps you'd have an allergic reaction to it.
Yeah, I did.
Well, there's a new one coming out.
I had a terrible experience with a bath bomb.
It's orange, and it's called the Guantanamo Garden bath bomb. And as it dissolves, a picture appears of Tobias Elwood. Oh, no, that's not him. That's the man who's criticised it. I do apologise.
Well, I should think so too, you bloody cretin.
I'm really sorry.
Well, so it's orange.
It's orange, and then as it dissolves, it shows a picture of either Sami El Hadj, who is an Al Jazeera cameraman, or Binyam Mohammed, who are both of them are detained in Guantanamo Bay. So, and all the money goes to charity. Here's a picture of it. It is truly brilliant.
I quite like that.
It's a picture of a prisoner within a bath bomb. To raise awareness. It's amazing.
It's a funny idea.
Yes, that's my favourite story of the day. Actually, I do like that more than the asparagus.
I wouldn't recommend the bath bombs, though.
Well, not for you. Not if you've got a sensitive skin.
Well, I don't
normally.
But
if you smell and you haven't had a bath for a long time...
I like us on fire. Good. And also, some of them, with full of petals and things, and afterwards, the bath is a right...
It's a pain to clean.
...fucking state. So the relaxation...
Well, we did have a nice... Didn't we, when we went to that hotel in Leicester, didn't we go to Lush and get some stuff? And it was all, and it was quite nice.
It wasn't...
Because you got excited about having a bath.
It wasn't... We didn't get the stuff that makes a big mess.
Right.
Basically.
But you did like the Lush stuff at that instance.
Yeah, that was alright. On the whole... Russell Brand's been offered the part of Billy Flynn in the hits musical Chicago.
Razzle dazzle, ridiculous. He's turned it down though, hasn't he?
No.
He's taken it. Yeah. I've heard he has always wanted to meet Jennifer Ellison.
House of Commons use plastic bags to sell as souvenirs. They're going to phase them out.
Good plan.
They should lead by example.
Well, it sounds like they are.
This is the problem. Alistair Darling drives around in a Jaguar.
But he's made of recycled paper.
I don't know if it was recycled.
Well, it's reused, isn't it? Jamie Grace's version of recycled.
Madonna. Looking a bit weird, really. Justin Timberlake said that he used to go out with a Madonna wannabe.
Did he mean Britney?
Well, who else?
Hey, Britney! Who else has he been out? Well, I'll tell you what, what's her face?
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, that's my friend. She's got tickets on herself as a Madonna wannabe, hasn't she?
Has she? I don't think she has.
I like her.
I don't think you should be making rude comments about Britney.
I think you should be a bit more supportive in her times of troubles and all. Right, we should probably wind it up here. Unless you've got anything very exciting to say.
You know, this girl that's been killed in Goa?
Yes.
Her mother, I think, is very odd.
Yes.
And I heard her on the radio about 4 days ago talking in a very matter-of-fact way about the whole thing. And she looks like a red Indian.
She's basically just a hippie, isn't she? But I don't know that, you know. You know, nice middle-class girls get killed as well. Who
she looks like a male.
In this country get raped and murdered.
She looks like a male red Indian.
Is she a spirit guide?
She could be a spirit guide. Oh, and there's a new book out called Sex, Glamour, Power, Be Seduced by Olivier Darling.
I think you'll find that's the catchphrase. That's its tagline. It's a silly name anyway.
Always trying to tell me I'm wrong.
You were wrong. And I did tell you were wrong.
And you're a spacker.
Right, you finished?
Yeah.
Alright, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.